Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and they're online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
Here's my fear, falling and hurting myself to the point where I can't move, but I fall underneath the shower head and the water keep coming down and I gotta sit there and fight for my life for 6 hours. For 6 hours, I'm like, That's how they find me. With a little because I've been in the water for 6 hours. Oh my God, can you imagine?
Tuesday, December 2nd, 2025. We are the wake up call. Yes! Gavin, Katie, and Kevin. And this is 106.5 at the End. This is when 106.5 The End comes alive.
It's asleep. Time to get up.
Hey, 106.5.
Time to wake up, buddy.
Did you do your project? Hope so. Yes, we are here, and we're so excited for it. There was a really bad accident on 65. If you take 65 southbound, did you run into it or drive past it?
I didn't.
You didn't even drive past it?
Well, I don't know where it is, Kevin. You haven't said
it. It's at the Blue Oaks on-ramp southbound of 65.
I just get on 65 at like sunset.
Yeah, that's one past it. So you would have driven past it.
Right, but I wouldn't be on the on-ramp.
Right, but you still would have. You didn't see anything.
I didn't see anything.
I don't know how bad the accident is, but it's bad enough that they had the whole on ramp closed, which is my on ramp. That's mine.
That does not sound good.
So I had to weave my way through Roseville to get here today. So I sure hope everything in that accident is okay. And if you take southbound 65, just be aware of that. I am exhausted.
Okay.
I was really trying to like not let the play that I'm in affect anything, but I'm so tired. I can't even be. I forgot. Like, so Katie and I, the last time I was in a play, it was with Katie and Katie, and it was all the way back in 2022. And I forgot how exhausting the week before the show opens
is. So bad.
I didn't get home last night. Home last night till 11:30.
Oh my goodness.
And the last time I did this, I was the only one in my family in the show. Now my whole family is in the show. So just because I get home at 11:30 doesn't mean I get to go to bed. It means I get to chase everybody around who are now zombies, get them undressed from their theater clothes into their pajamas. Ugh. They still need somebody to lay with them. And now luckily they fall asleep like that, but so do I.
Right.
So I didn't get back to my bed and get my precious beloved CPAP on until probably close to like 12:15.
Oh, Gavin.
And then the alarm goes off at good old 4:15, 4:20 for gigs, you know? And it's like,
yeah, the tech week is that's why a lot of people that do that are adults that do shows.
Yeah.
Do take tech week off as like a vacation. Like they take vacation time because it is just.
I don't want to do that. I'm trying really hard not to do that.
I mean, I don't think there would be anything wrong with doing that other than this is the time of year when we take time off.
Right.
If it was any other time of year, I would say there's no reason you can't do that. You can take vacation time for whatever you want.
Yeah, I just don't. You know me.
I'm
exactly like your boyfriend. Like we just come from a radio ilk that's just like
you don't miss work.
Doesn't matter if you're shot in the head. Get up, get to work.
Yeah, that's true. Not me.
No.
Nope. Not me.
So anyway, though, so I appreciate everybody bearing with me. I walk in here this morning, and this studio was unbearably hot.
No, it wasn't that hot. It was a 74.
What is it set to now?
I set it down to 69.70.
What number?
69.70.
That's still too high.
Okay.
That's not too high.
It's usually set at 70.
Well, according to research,
goodness.
It is too high.
I don't think research has had to do this job in freezing cold weather.
Right.
During the winter, the Department of Energy says you should set your thermostat to 68 degrees.
That's because they're trying to conserve.
When
this has nothing to do with whether or not people are feeling comfortable.
Right.
It's true.
I mean, this will conserve energy and you can save some serious money. And the three of us want nothing more for this company than to save your money.
I knew it was going to be too hot in here because when this one flitted in earlier, I was doing my like breakfast thing in the morning in the kitchen. He comes in here. Then he comes back out, giddy.
Oh, okay? No.
Lit up like a Christmas tree. Mm-hmm. And he's ha-ha. I'm like, what? And he goes, it's so toasty in there.
So toasty.
If it is warm for Kevin, that means it's too hot.
Too for
hot.
People.
Because at a normal, reasonable temperature, when he's wearing a jacket and a blanket, he's like, you got. Yesterday, he took his blanket, okay? He draped it over the mic stands. And for those that don't know, they act as tent poles.
Yeah.
And he threw his blanket over it and was doing his work in some sort of little cozy blanket fort and said, this makes it so much warmer. This conserves the warmth.
It blocked the AC hitting me, and all the heat and my breathing was just surrounding me. I was like, oh!
I saw part of that. I think, and he was like, oh, it's like a little, what did you call it, a cubby?
Like a den.
A den.
Like a bear's den.
That's what you called it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, We've worked together for too long to not have a secret number, like a special sauce that we just all can agree on. It's ridiculous that we don't have it. Okay, 68, too low, according to the Department of Energy. I agree with that.
Yeah.
It's a little too low. Okay, fine. Kevin, 74 is way too high.
Way too high.
I never put it at 74. No, but
it doesn't mean who put it there.
You like it.
I do. Yeah. It's like a warm hug.
All right. Where can we settle, guys?
Okay. I say 69.
Oh, I was going to do you a favor and say 71.
Oh, that's too hot.
Oh.
No, okay. Too hot for you guys because I don't want to keep hearing constantly every 10 minutes, guys, it's too hot in here.
Oh, the same way we have to hear about how it's too cold in here?
Well.
Because see, at 71, I feel like you could be warm under your jackets and your blankets.
Okay.
I could just not put my blanket on my lap, which is how I warm myself up, but I could still be comfortable. Gavin?
I could probably do 71 in the winter.
Okay.
Summertime, we got to drop it to 69.
I agree.
Really?
Is that too cold?
I think maybe. See, there is nothing worse than being cold in the summer.
That's exactly what people would love.
Not cold. I want to be comfortable.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe 60. I listen, that's getting ahead of ourselves. We haven't even settled on this.
All right, so 71. Lock it.
71.
Lock it in.
Okay, locking.
Lock it and clock it.
Yes!
We did it.
We
finally did it, guys.
First date was great. Then, radio silence. What's going on here? It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
And we are talking to Kelly this morning, who went on a date with a guy named Nick. Good morning, Kelly.
Hey, good morning.
So, thanks so much for coming on, and we would love to help you with this. So let's talk about this date. This was kind of a while ago. It was several weeks ago, right?
Yeah, it's been a few weeks now.
You guys technically went on two dates, if I have that right. So first, let's talk about the first date. What did you do on the first date?
We just met up for dinner. It was, you know, classic first date, and it went great.
And on this date, you discovered what about him?
He doesn't have any family left. And yeah, seeing as how like Thanksgiving was coming up, I invited him to come to my family's Thanksgiving.
It's very sweet. It's just...
If I was single, I would do something like this.
Would you?
I think I would. If I was single and I had like a really great first date, I would... But just because like...
That seems crazy to me.
I also come from a family where it's like, yeah, sure, invite them. You know, we had people at our Thanksgiving that I wasn't friends with and not part of my family.
Yeah, but was it somebody that somebody is...
It was my brother's friend.
Sort of dating?
No, it was my brother's friend.
I mean, they're not even friends.
Yeah, you know? I guess that's true.
Anyways.
So, okay, but he said yes, right?
Yeah, so yes, he did come to Thanksgiving, and I have not heard from him since.
Right, that was where the ghosting took place. It was after Thanksgiving dinner. Okay, well, we have him on the phone, and we're going to talk to him. We're going to find out... what's going on here? See if we can get some sort of help in the situation, and you'll be able to hear everything, and we'll bring you back on at some point. Okay.
Thank you.
Kelly's now on hold. Let's talk to Nick. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
It's Gavin and Katie. You're on the second date update. We just got done talking to Kelly about technically your second date. Your first and second date, and she said the first date went incredible. She said that on the first date, she invited you to her family's Thanksgiving, right?
Yep, that is correct.
And that is where the ghosting took place. It was after that.
That to ghost somebody that invited you to Thanksgiving because you don't have any family is...
It's pretty cold.
Like, please tell me that something catastrophic happened and she didn't deserve for you to text her or something.
I would say it was pretty catastrophic, yeah.
Okay. So what happened?
I agree. The date was great. Went really well.
Why the ghosting?
Yeah, we want to know what happened at Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Her family sucks.
Her family is what?
Her family sucks.
Oh, her family sucks.
Like, she's awesome, but they are terrible people.
Wow.
Really?
I mean, they were loud and annoying and kind of mean.
But does that make them horrible people? I mean, if they're mean, obviously. But, I mean...
Her dad, all he did was talk politics. And, I couldn't even be part of the conversation for many reasons. Everyone was just kind of mean-spirited. I just didn't like it. I know every family's different, but this was too much.
All right. All right, let's get Kelly, because Kelly deserves to be part of this conversation. If somebody was saying this about my family, I would be devastated. Kelly, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. So what is your reaction to all of this?
Well, first of all, I'm not my family. You're not trying to date my family. And they might not be perfect, but they did, accept you into our Thanksgiving dinner, even though they didn't know you at all.
I mean, good point.
I mean, yes, you're not your family, but unless you're willing to never see your family again, I don't, that's...
Here's what I don't like. I don't like that this got her completely ghosted. If you don't want to date her, fine. But, to not even communicate with her because of them doesn't feel right to me.
I should have said, hey, was I a good time? Thanks, but no thanks. I can admit that.
But I feel bad, though, for her.
I do, too. Because now I will say also, though, these people did raise her.
Yeah.
So there's got to be some goodness in there somewhere, right? Because she turned out great.
Or did she turn out great in spite of them?
Right.
Kelly, you're being really quiet. Are you okay?
Yeah, I mean, this is ridiculous as far as I'm concerned. You met my family one time and decided that you just can't ever talk to me again?
Yeah, I should have texted you back. I'm sorry.
Whatever.
All right. Well, I'm guessing there's not going to be a third date. It's the second date update on the wake-up call. Sorry about that, guys.
No, thanks for giving me that information.
You are welcome.
106.5 The End. It's the wake-up call.
We all know people who have really had a glow-up. They've lost a bunch of weight. They've gotten fit. Changed their wardrobe. And then some of those people go through quite the renaissance in the love department, even if they were already in a relationship. And that is happening, possibly, to Amy Schumer, the comedian. She has lost a ton of weight, and Amy has posted some new thirst traps over the weekend.
Good for her.
And it wasn't just the excess pounds that were missing. She also was spotted in those pictures without her wedding ring on.
Oh.
In fact, she doesn't seem to have it on anywhere she goes. And she scrubbed all her old pictures and videos a few weeks ago. Of him, of her husband. Okay. Now, maybe it's a coincidence, but the not always reliable British tabloid, so take this with a grain of salt, says that she's dumping her husband, Chris Fisher, and Amy is 100% getting divorced. And sources are saying it's because she got skinny and he didn't.
Okay.
Now, this happened. If you don't know a couple where this or something similar to this has happened, then you don't know enough people that have lost weight. Because I feel like I could probably count, not more than one hand, but on one hand of couples where this has happened, right? You and I know a couple together. I feel like we do.
Mouth one.
Maybe we don't.
Okay.
No, maybe
I can't
we don't
think
know
of
them.
Anybody in my actual life. Maybe I've seen people on Facebook, but...
Maybe you don't know these people. Okay. But I mean, is...
What do we think about this?
I think it's pretty awful to think this of her.
Of her?
Yes. Like, it's like, oh, you did something for yourself and made yourself healthier and made yourself feel better about yourself. And also, you're a bitch that's going to leave your husband. Like, oh, your husband's not good enough for you now. It's like, why would that even be the assumption? Also, husband's not overweight.
Right.
I'm looking him up. I mean, he's not like crazy fit by any stretch of the imagination, but he is not an overweight person. He was certainly, for a lot of their marriage, the slimmer person in the relationship.
Right.
But
she is now, she has lost a lot of weight. She's getting attention from, you know, a different group of men that she's not used to getting attention from. I looked it up real fast, and now these are people that have gone through some sort of surgery for weight loss.
Okay.
But they have tracked that, and they say that the divorce rate increases 4 to 8% from people who get bariatric surgery and lose hundreds of pounds. And
you don't think that significant. Has a lot to do with, like, lifestyle?
Probably does.
I often think when somebody starts throwing themselves into fitness and eating well and starts living that lifestyle.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes that is because they need something else in their life. Sometimes it's for great reasons like health, but sometimes it's because now I'm just going to focus on me. Mm-hmm. Because I've been focusing on you and that's gotten me nowhere. So now it's my turn for me to focus on me because you're not giving me what I need. So mm-hmm. why don't I give it to myself?
Right.
I think that is a more likely scenario in most cases where somebody loses a bunch of weight and then they split up.
So you don't think it's necessarily the weight loss. You think it's more of the refocusing of attention.
I think that is the more likely scenario. There's also a lot of things that can come with if you lose weight and your partner doesn't.
Yeah.
Resentment. They don't like that you're getting more attention. And of course, the reverse could also be true. I'm not saying that that isn't. But I think it is important to remember, like, they are mad at themselves because they're not able to accomplish what you have. There could be sabotage in some situations.
Yeah, at the very least, psychological sabotage where you don't feel supported or acknowledged, you know, for it. I had a guy, I won't say who it is, but I had a guy friend of mine who is into fitness, and he said, you know, because of clients that he's had, he's like, there's a reason your wedding ring gets looser when you lose a bunch of weight. And I was like, wow. Oh boy. So I mean, it's
I think there are a lot of aloof men out there that, and again, it could be women too. We're just talking about Amy Schumer and her husband, where they don't really acknowledge their partner's weight loss. They might notice it, but they don't say anything. They sort of take for granted the fact that you are putting so much energy into being better and maybe see it as a burden, like, oh, you're going to the gym again? Great, now I have to be with the kids.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like there are so many reasons why this could be happening short of, she's getting so much more attention now. She's Amy freaking Schumer.
Right.
She's been getting plenty of attention.
Yeah. I haven't really seen her weight loss.
She looks good.
I Googled it. I mean, yeah, she looks very different now.
She looks so young.
She's doing a lot of photo shoots on her stairs.
I noticed that.
I'm not quite sure what's going on with that.
A lot of stair work.
But anyway, though,
can't skip leg day.
So maybe what you're saying is, Could dramatic weight loss with one partner but not the other be a gateway to a lot of other issues?
No, I think the issues are the gateway to the weight loss.
The issues are the gateway to the weight loss. Interesting way to put it, but we'll leave it there. If you have any thoughts on that, text them in 916-909-1065.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Thanksgiving is in our rear view and also still in our lives. At least some of us are. If you brought Thanksgiving leftovers to work today for your lunch, you might want to rethink that. According to science, today is the absolute, absolute last day you can have Thanksgiving leftovers. And this is like without obviously making yourself sick. And this is according to the USDA. According to the USDA, turkey, stuffing, potatoes, sweet potatoes, green beans, gravy, pumpkin pie, they can all be stored in a refrigerator for 3 to 4 days max. Do the math. Okay. If you don't want to waste food, you have most leftovers can last a few months in the freezer, but get to them as soon as possible. I mean, blech. Now, don't get me wrong. I love Thanksgiving leftovers probably more than I like Thanksgiving dinner, like a cold turkey sandwich.
Oh,
get out of my face.
And maybe put some cranberry sauce on it.
With a little bit of stuffing.
A whole bunch of mayonnaise.
Yeah.
And salt. Throw
some lettuce on it.
Nah, don't save your time.
Wow. But listen, however you turkey sandwich it up, but the window's closed. That's basically what we're saying. And as we discovered, nobody's more upset about this than Gavin.
Right.
Which is ironic for two reasons. One, we thought you didn't eat leftovers. too. We didn't think that your family observed Thanksgiving.
No, well, we know that
yes,
they do.
Like, we do observe Thanksgiving. We see it.
Okay. We know good and GD well.
Right.
His family eats Thanksgiving dinner.
But not traditional.
They have side foods, yeah. side dishes, and then they get a ham because his brother Bobby likes yes. ham and nobody cares what Kevin likes.
Yeah.
So, okay, you had hot pot?
Yep. This year we didn't even have ham.
You had
they
hot
just,
pot?
They just took out ham. Yep. Okay. Hot pot and seafood. And
well, isn't that what you want?
No, for Thanksgiving, I want a traditional one, like a turkey okay. or stuffing or like, you know, have those Thanksgiving leftovers that everyone complains about. I wish I had leftovers to complain about.
Katie and I have both invited you over to our family's right. Thanksgivings many times.
And I said, I don't want to go because it's too far. And then you guys proceeded to say, we'll bring you some Thanksgiving leftovers. Where is it, bitch?
I said that.
We did say that.
You guys did say
yeah,
that.
We did.
You said that?
We both
no,
said.
You both said
we
it.
We both said that. We said we have a traditional Thanksgivings.
Yeah.
And we'll bring you leftovers for ours. And
yeah.
And then I said, oh, wait, but he doesn't. Actually, I think it was your idea.
Gavin.
I think it was your idea. And I said, he doesn't like leftovers. And he said, I'd eat Thanksgiving leftovers.
Right.
I said that.
Yes. Where's my turkey? Where's my cold turkey sandwich with cranberry? Because that sounds delish.
Well, Kevin, according to the USDA, I'm saving your life.
I'll take it.
Wow.
I mean,
you're
honestly,
desperate.
Today is the last day you could eat it. So if you eat it today, you're fine. Anything after today, you're going to have a stomach ache. And I know how stomach aches work.
And right, I also yeah. know that you're somebody that has been known to paddle through a stomach ache.
Right, right.
Kevin, don't eat that ice cream. It's going to give you diarrhea. I don't care, bitch. It's good.
Yes.
I mean, we did fail him.
You did.
Did you have a lot of the leftovers?
Yeah.
Now, is that because it was Thanksgiving was at your house?
Yeah, we hosted it. Yeah. Wow.
And do you send people home with leftovers?
No.
I feel like I'm off the hook because I didn't even have leftovers.
Right.
Yeah.
You had two whole turkeys.
You could have brought leftovers for both of us.
I didn't say that to you.
Oh, so
did I say that?
You can't steal my line. You know what you say. Okay. Here's the thing. I have hungry kids, Kevin. You're trying to take food from my kids' mouths?
No, they would love if I took leftovers. They don't like leftovers.
That's what I'm talking about. You're trying to take their leftovers. You're a villain. You're the bad guy in this story.
Or am I the good guy and I want to experience an American tradition?
No, you're the bad guy.
Oh, wow.
I think Kevin might be right.
Yeah, I just want to try a cooked turkey.
Why
okay?
don't you just come over to one of our Thanksgivings one year then?
Honestly, I don't want him.
Wow.
I don't want him. We all know he'd act weird. He'd do that thing where he gets nervous, so he gets all quiet.
It's called being shy.
Whatever. And he wouldn't be his natural, bubbly, effervescent self. And so then I would be like, are you okay? Did you want to go lay down in the guest room and play on your phone or whatever?
I'd break you out of that mold, Kevin.
Wow.
We had 8 or 9 bottles of wine at our house. There's got to be some liquid courage in there somewhere
oh,
for you.
Oh, boy.
All right. So, listen, we've got 360 some days to plan the next one. Okay. Look at me.
I'm looking.
And don't worry, I'll remember I gave you this invitation.
Are you sure?
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
$260 is the jackpot. That's also Katie's lucky number. Huh? Are you smarter than Katie?
I think it's a random one.
I think I'm right about that one. I don't know. Emma, you are caller 17. Good morning.
Good morning.
Calling all the way from Elk Grove.
Ooh,
do you know Kevin?
Do you know Kevin?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Good. I got 5 questions here dealing with news and pop culture. Katie is leaving the studio. We'll see how many you get right versus how many she gets right. $260, like I said, is the jackpot. You ready to play?
Yes.
Question one. Charlie Puth is going to sing the national anthem at this year's Super Bowl, which will be at Levi's Stadium on February 8th. No doubt, one of the teams will be the Philadelphia Eagles. Go Birds! What is the opening line of the national anthem?
Oh, say, can you see?
Question two, Megan Thee Stallion sued a blogger for posting AI-generated fake porn of her and fake stories about her, and she won. A judge awarded her $75,000, and legal experts think this might set a precedent with other bloggers. That's good. What is Megan Thee Stallion's real last name? Is it Pete, Paul, or Pat?
Pete.
Question two, George Clooney and Brad Pitt are real-life best friends, and that wasn't always the case. They competed with each other at the beginning of their careers, and Brad beat out George for the part of JD in Thelma and Louise, which put Brad Pitt on the map, and Clooney hated him for years for that. Ooh-hoo-hoo, T. Name one of the two stars of Thelma and Louise.
This is Brandon.
Question four, Simon Cowell is apologizing for his behavior on American Idol. He said he's deeply regretful for how cruel he was with some of his criticism with people who auditioned to be on the show, and he struggles even watching those clips now. Who won season three of American Idol?
Carrie Underwood.
Question five, the TSA announced a major change coming to flying, and it's not great. Starting in February, if you don't have a real ID or a passport and you're 18 or over, you will have to pay a $45 fine to fly. Kevin, are you listening to that?
Yes.
The money is allegedly going toward vetting you, I guess. If you have to pay the $45 fine for five people, how much is that?
Good thing I have a real ID and passport.
Yes, queen.
Yes.
$225.
Alrighty. Bring Katie back in the studio. Emma, what do you do for a living?
I'm a preschool teacher.
A preschool teacher? Man, I don't know how you preschool teachers do it. Like the energy that you have to just handle. I remember when I had toddlers, I remember thinking like, I can't handle one. How do you guys handle like 10?
I think that about every teacher, caregiver, child care, everything.
Man, so Emma, what's the secret?
Great coworkers.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Emma, you are a sweet pea. All right, Katie, it's your turn. You ready?
Yep.
Question one, Charlie Puth. Remember him?
Yeah.
Things are really turning around. He's going to sing the national anthem at the Super Bowl this year.
Hasn't he been producing like a crazy person and he's involved in like
a lot of
everything?
Music. Yeah, I think so. Just got married.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I know that his Instagram's pretty good. He does a pretty good job of like dissecting songs and stuff. What is the opening line of the national anthem?
Oh, say, can you see?
What an America.
Yes. Proud.
Question two. Megan Thee Stallion sued a blogger for posting fake stories and deep fake porn about her, and she won. A judge awarded her $75,000. Legal experts think this might set a precedent.
Great. Good. It's about freaking time.
What is Megan Thee Stallion's real last name? Is it Pete, Paul, or Pat?
Pete, Paul, or Pat?
Yes, Pete, Paul, or Pat.
Paul?
It's Pete. Megan Pete. Question three. George Clooney and Brad Pitt are real-life best friends, but in their careers at the beginning, they were fierce competitors.
Sure.
And George Clooney said that he lost the part of JD in Thelma and Louise to Brad Pitt.
Oh.
And that was the part that really put Brad Pitt on the map.
Yeah, that and A River Runs Through It.
Yes. And George Clooney said he was mad at Brad Pitt for years for getting that part over him.
Why would he be mad at him?
Because he was jealous.
And not mad at himself,
because he was jealous.
Well, that's so stupid. You should have done better then.
He probably thought that like, it's like, God, I would have done so much better with that part. Name one of the two stars of Thelma and Louise.
Susan Sarandon.
Yes. The other one was Gina Davis, who was a smoke show back in the day.
She's so beautiful.
Question four. Simon Cowell is going on an apology tour for his behavior on American Idol. He said he can't even watch some of those old clips.
That joke.
Yeah.
Okay.
He says that he's deeply regretful of how cruel he was to some of the people who auditioned. Maybe because he now knows how it feels to be have cruelty bestowed upon you when we all see his plastic surgery and we make fun of him. Who won season 3 of American Idol?
Okay, hold on. First, who was it? Fantasia Barrino.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. The first like 5 years, I was deep.
I'm pretty sure, weren't we all? I'm pretty sure because Emma guessed Carrie Underwood. I think Carrie Underwood lost to Fantasia Barrino. I don't think Carrie Underwood win.
Was it the second year was?
That was Ruben. Sorry. That was Ruben Studdard.
I was just gonna say that.
Did I stuttered? And then it was Fantasia Barrino.
Yeah,
I was at that. That was crazy when that happened. When she
Velvet
got
Velvet Teddy Bear, Ruben Studdard.
Right. Yeah. Question five, kids. You don't understand. Back in the day, American Idol
everyone
was watching it.
Yeah, it was big. It was huge.
Question five. The TSA announced a major change coming to flying, and it's not great. Starting in February, if you're over 18 and you don't have a real ID or a passport, you have to pay a $45 fine. So that isn't great.
I thought you couldn't fly at all.
No, I think you still can. I think you can. But anyway.
I just keep kicking this can down the road. I love it.
Yeah. If you have to pay the $45 fine for five people, how much is that?
$225.
Whoa.
Wow.
Wow.
Yes.
What a wild Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Guys, go back and look up Fantasia Barrino's songs. They're so good.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Did she win a Tony Award? Kevin, can you look that up? Anyway.
I want to say she did, actually.
The worst winner of American Idol, that Taylor guy. Whatever that Taylor guy's
Taylor
name.
Taylor Hicks.
Taylor Hicks.
Oh, she got a Grammy Award for Best Female.
Did she get a Tony Award?
It's not saying any Tonys. Okay. Grammys.
And then what about Jordan Sparks? Did she win?
I don't think so. What do we know? If we're wrong about any of this stuff, text in 909-1065. Emma, final score. You both got 4. You both got 4. It's a tie.
It is a tie.
Ties go to Katie. $280 is the jackpot tomorrow. Emma, what is it that you want to tell us?
Today, I'm just as smart as Katie.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Good luck with all those Rugrats today.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So a survey was done that we got to talk about, and the survey found that 80% of us, 80% of all Americans, miss the simpler days of TV. And what I mean by that is when we only had 4 channels for the most part. And this poll was out of 2,000 people, and there's lots of things that are on this that other people agree with when it comes to nostalgia. Now, despite this, 39% of people admit that life has improved. Technology helps with daily tasks. 75% of people say it reduces everyday burden and stuff like that. However, though, I am one of these people. I am one of these people that says, I miss the days of only 4 channels on TV. And I don't care what that says about me.
It says you are an old man.
Uh-oh.
And why? Why do you enjoy fewer TV stations?
Yeah.
I'll tell you.
Okay.
I miss the days of communal events. We don't have that anymore. Like, remember how it felt to go into work the next day or to go to school and everybody watched the same thing the night before and you could all talk about it?
I feel like the people in my life are watching the same things I am.
Same.
What?
Yeah.
No, because we're not even watching the same things. The three of us aren't. Katie will come in here and talk about something that happened on a Housewife show. I don't even
know. Oh, yeah. Okay, so Housewives, yes.
But I don't even know what channel they're on anymore, you know? Like, and it's like...
Okay, let me tell you why this isn't... It's not just the TV thing for you, Val.
Why?
The rest of this survey says that people miss phone calls instead of texts. They miss paying with cash. They miss... paying a bill by mail instead of online. Check, check, and check.
What are you saying?
Okay. They miss chatting with retail clerks.
It's nice.
Okay.
It's friendly to do that.
Okay. So you say yes to all these things, right?
Yes.
Okay. Also on the list, people that miss milk delivery.
Okay, I wasn't alive for that.
Yes, you were.
For milk delivery?
Yes, because my great-grandparents used to have a milkman when I was here, and I'm younger than you.
You were alive for milk delivery?
Yeah. All right, I got to tell you, though, it was pretty disappointing. I was staying at my great-grandma's house, and she was like, oh, yeah, the milkman's going to deliver tomorrow. And I was like, what?
Did he come in like a uniform?
I don't know, because he came early in the morning, obviously. I was asleep, but I was so excited to, like, see, like, the metal basket that he puts it in.
Did it come in a metal basket?
No. It came in a plastic crate, and it wasn't glass bottles clinking around. It was just cartons of milk.
Oh, well, I mean, I didn't have that experience, but hearing your excitement for it is making me excited. I mean, look at what we are as a society. You're telling me that we're better off now than we were when we only had four channels on TV? Like, it was so great to be able to walk in to somebody you barely have anything in common with and be like, did you watch American Idol last night? And they're like, did I? And if one person was there and be like, no, I didn't. I was watching the only other thing on TV.
Okay. But isn't it great to have a computer in your pocket?
Is it? Because the answer is yes.
Okay, but the answer is watch American Idol on your phone.
But the answer is also...
While you're at the bank not talking to a clerk.
You should talk to a clerk.
And say what, Gavin?
I don't know. Make a human connection. Man, I guess, fine. If I'm an old man, because I still want to have human beings look at each other and talk to each other, then I don't think it's that bad of a thing.
It's just that we don't want you to look at us. Okay? You have to remember that there's somebody else on the other side of this. You want it, we don't. You don't think when you go to Raley's that they go, oh, God, here he comes.
Oh, no. I mean, that's kind of moved on to Nugget. They seem very happy.
Gavin.
Man, when I had a cheesemonger friend. Man,
where did she go?
I think she got promoted.
Or she just left. She goes, I can't take it anymore.
Took her apron off and threw it on her boss's desk and be like, he's wearing me down. And no one is stepping in.
This is not worth it.
You know what he asked me yesterday? He asked me, did I watch American Idol last night? What is he even talking about?
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
All right, so in case you don't know, we are well into Elf on a Shelf season. And, you know, having an elf in your shelf is a very special experience. The shelf obviously is in your home. So it has made me think about something, and I have a question.
Okay.
You are living in a new house.
Yeah.
And you have a partner, and is the elf at your house?
Yes.
What does your partner think of the elf?
I don't know that he has strong emotions about it either way. I've explained what the elf is and what the elf does. I mean, but I don't think he knows what he's in for. I'll say
that's
that.
Okay, so that's kind of my point. Like, yeah. I want to know, because sometimes, like, the elf elf on a shelf, sometimes, you know, they're just like us.
Okay.
And things come up in their life.
Oh, yeah, you get sidetracked, medical emergencies.
Sometimes you just get sleepy and have a lazy day, and sometimes you're like, you know what, I'm going to stay right here.
Yeah.
Okay?
Well, yeah. Or they just come back to their same spot, back, saw Santa, said, you know what, I liked that.
So I guess my question is your partner going to become like an active participant?
Yes.
How involved, how elaborate, how like... Now I'm somebody that doesn't, I am an active participant in Elf on a Shelf.
Yeah.
But I'm not one of those people that goes all
crazy.
I'm not in it for the clout. Okay? I'm not in it to see. I'm probably because I'm not there in the morning.
Okay.
You know, so that's probably there's a little bit of selfishness that goes into that.
Okay.
When we got our elf, I had a talk with Donut. His name's Donut, and I said to him, I don't like this mischief stuff. I don't need you
coming in and
I don't need you making a mess with glitter in the kitchen. I don't need put flour somewhere saying it's snow. I just don't need that in my life. And Donut has been cool. And he's been like, you know, I'm not going to do any of that stuff.
Easy breezy about it.
Right, yeah. I'm going to pop around the house. That's what I'm going to do. But that's Donut.
Okay, that's Donut. Everybody's different.
And what's yours name is Frosty? It's something cold, right?
The new house has not been named yet.
Oh, it's a new elf.
Yeah.
What happens to the old elf?
It lives at the other house.
Aww.
I didn't know that these were elf rules for dual residencies.
Yeah, it's not a joint custody situation.
Had no idea.
Yeah, because you got to keep your eye on the kids no matter what house they're at.
Sure.
If they're at their dad's house, they need an elf reporting back to Santa there as well.
What's he doing? Reporting back to Santa on what your ex-husband's doing? I don't know. I didn't know these things.
Well, I think they get to take those days off.
So what does a day off look like for an elf on a shelf?
I assume the same as me. They just sit and watch Bravo.
Oh, okay. They don't go back to the North Pole and like catch up on their shows or something.
Well, the nice thing is it's their body, their choice.
Okay, I see.
So
that would be funny though if they like got to go back and their elf family's there and they're like, Dad, what are you doing here?
And he's
or
like,
mom. Could be mom too. Yeah.
Well, don't worry, kids. Yeah. Don't worry. My kids come from a broken home.
Turns out it didn't work out. So yeah. I mean I get
that be a life lesson to you guys. Yeah.
So there's an all new elf coming.
All new elf flying in.
To the new house.
And okay. It would appear that there are some systems in place now that sort of assist with the trickery of the elves that make the...
I like how I have to try to also figure this out. Okay.
So it is my understanding.
Yes.
That when our elf arrives,
yes,
it will also have a box. And in the box is a map of the North Pole, a scarf for the elf, and something else.
Wow.
And I believe that every day there will be a little something.
Oh, my God. Now, this is elaborate.
It was $19 of elaborate, but sure.
Well, but the elaborate part comes from the active participants. I see.
But it's
Kevin, are you following all this?
No.
Don't worry about it. You're not a parent. Okay.
Right. You'll get it.
You'll get it one day. Okay.
He's very, I mean, this is his first kid Christmas.
Your partner, not the elf.
My partner. Well, you know what? I don't know.
That's true.
Could be a new hire.
That's true.
Unaware. Just jumping in with both feet.
Got it.
Jumping in with both feet. I mean,
I get exhausted by it. Elf on a Shelf, Kevin, is a magical being that comes to your house and moves around every day.
Oh.
It moves around every day because it returns to the North Pole every night and kind of briefs, downloads Santa on your behavior that day.
Snitches.
Well, some people
but sometimes it's positive snitching. That's
does the elf know what you want for Christmas?
No, don't you not, tell the elf. That's not the elf's that's department.
No. This is, have you been naughty? Have you been nice? The elf's keeping an eye on things.
Mm-hmm.
Santa's, you know, I think it's more, I think it's kind of like when you outsource.
Yeah, he's a magical narc is what he is.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So it seems like common knowledge now that social media contributes to the decline of mental health, especially in teens and young adults. But a study was done and it found out that fixing that actually is a little bit easier than we realized. And it's actually more of a blight on social media. This study was done at Harvard and the Harvard Medical School concluded this study and found that if you limit or even ban social media use for just 7 days, you show significant mental health improvements. They tracked 18 to 24 year olds who use social media every single day. They had to use it for at least somewhere between 2 hours and 30 minutes. 30 minutes seems like nothing. And results show that anxiety symptoms dropped 16%. Depression symptoms dropped 24%. And there was even a decline in insomnia as well, 14%. So what do we think about this? I mean, it actually seems like that's pretty doable. Do you guys think that you could not do social media for a week?
I don't think I need to not.
What do you mean?
Well, the only reason I would need to not do social media for a week wouldn't be like for my mental health. It would be because it like keeps me from doing other things in my life.
Like it's a distraction.
Yeah. My social media does not affect my mental health.
It doesn't get you down?
Not at all. It brings me up.
It doesn't create anxiety? God, no. My social media gives me so much anxiety.
See, I think we all need to take more responsibility for our algorithm. We are deciding what we're looking at the end of the day. They're slipping some stuff in.
They slip a lot of stuff
in. I think they're doing more than I think we are the ones slipping stuff in. The algorithm is the one determining what we look at.
My algorithm is a hoot.
You made the decision to start looking at AI food babies eating the food that they're made of?
It showed me.
Yeah, see?
Okay. And then I decided I liked it.
Yeah.
So it kept showing me.
Right.
If it shows me things I don't like, I don't engage with it. And then it doesn't show me again.
See, the way that it works, Kevin, I don't know. What about you?
There was a time, hold on. There was a time when, especially when the Israel-Palestine situation started again.
Right.
And I kept seeing videos of Palestinian kids.
Right.
That was more than I could handle. So I didn't engage in it. And now I don't see it anymore.
But engaging, quote unquote, could be lingering for 3 to 5 seconds.
I don't think it is.
No, it is. That's how the algorithm, you don't have to interact with it.
I know, but I mean, I'm not staying on it either.
So you're just going right past it.
Or, I mean, if I see something I don't like, I just don't look at it and I move on.
I think sometimes people can't avoid not looking at stuff. Kevin, what about you?
See, I can do a week off, which is what I'm doing now during the holidays, because it just makes me sad seeing everyone with their families and stuff and all the holidays. So I know that's coming. So I choose to not look at social media as much.
Oh, so you're already doing this.
Yeah.
Look at you.
See, okay, that I can understand. Because it's not the internet, like, telling you what to look at. It's your friends and family. Yeah.
Sure.
So that's a little harder to like, avoid. And I can understand that. Those are the people in your life, not, like, necessarily the algorithm.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's just a social media in general. I mean, the study didn't mention algorithm. It just mentioned social media. So like,
but we know how social media works now.
I mean, a big part of it is the algorithm.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
It's a huge part of it.
It wants to show you whatever will get a reaction. And actually things that you like and love get much less of a reaction from users than anger and hate do. Like that's been proven in multiple studies.
I don't get like super negative stuff. I get cute stuff off the TikTok shop and I get videos of people that are absolutely hysterical. Like the guy who goes to Michael's, puts his camera up and then picks up different things and talks about how this was created in the pitch meeting.
Right.
Hilarious.
See, I get that stuff too, but then I also get stuff though that like is
like
about
what?
Like stuff about politics that makes me real anxious or real angry.
I mean,
you don't get anything political.
I do, but I view that as more informative than making me anxious. But also, I choose to get it from places that are informing me more than they're scaring me.
Yeah. I mean, it's my brain that kind of does the running away with the information.
Yeah, maybe that's the case.
I get the information and then my brain goes like, so what does this mean? And then off to the races we go. So anyway, if you're doing what Kevin's doing, and I never thought I'd say that, but Kevin seems a bit like a good role model now.
Oh my God, Thank you.
If you know the holidays are going to be hard on you for depression and anxiety, maybe pump the brakes on social media. Maybe walk away from it entirely for a little bit. And wow, Kevin, look at you. I'm very proud of you.
I know how to fight my demons.
Okay. Let's not get crazy. That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music-free, limited commercials. That's wake-up call concentrate, as they say on BetterHelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, BetterHelp.com/wake-up-call. That'll get you 10% off. BetterHelp.com/wake-up-call. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.